Today's Shir, Mishneh Berurah Yomi, is Daf Mem Gimel Omid Beis, in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're getting close to finishing up Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Simen Kufn and Dalet, and we're learning Lilui Nishmas, Chana Basmei Avram. We start with Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Achbor Shenimtso B'Shemen Shul Beis HaKnesses. If you find a mouse that is in the oil that is in the shul, Imhumos, if it's disgusting now, Osud Ladliko B'Beis HaKnesses, and you now use such oil to light the candles in the Beis HaKnesses. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Kotten Memtes, V'afilu Yeshishim Negdo D'Mutu Be'Achila, even if there is so much oil against the mouse that you would be permitted now to use the oil to eat, because it's batul b'shishim, kiven shemos, since it's disgusting, also mishum hakriveu no lefechosecha. We have a separate rule based upon the pasuk that says that you shouldn't serve to God something that's not really highly appropriate. In other words, you wouldn't give this to your ruler on this world, so why are you giving it to God? You'd only give nice things to the president, to the czar, to the king, so why are you going to give me such not so nice things? And therefore, even though it might be permissible to eat it, from a halachic point of view, it's not appropriate, it's improper to go give this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to use this for candles in the shul. However, the Mishneh Berurah does bring down V'yesh mekilim v'yesh shishim. There are those that are mekil if you had 60 against it, since it'd be permissible to eat, so therefore it's also permissible to use in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The issue footer number 53 brings down, in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya, he brings down Sha'achbor b'shemen no sein tam lifkam. In fact, the achbor will ruin the oil. It has a negative taste to it, and therefore, af b'pachos mishishim utbachila. There, the rules of batul b'shishim, you need 60 to nullify against it, to nullify it, don't apply, because if it gives a negative taste, then you actually don't need the 60 against it. And rak le'inyan achbor b'shumon, and only when the achbor is in permissible fats, there the Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim Sha'asu B'Pachos Mishishim, then it's no good if it's less than 60. And therefore, in the Shelos HaTshuvas, the Rashbash, which are brought down in the Agos Eshel Avram, he says, Lahatir, over here, Mitam Zeh Lahadlik V'Shemen Shenofa L'Socho Achbar, that you would be, in fact, allowed to use the oil that a mouse fell into. He says, V'Chein B'Ramah Shom, the Ramah over there states, Hevi Din Zeh Al Achbar B'Shuman, that din is brought down specifically with the Achbar in Shuman, the permissible fats. And the Prima Gadim says the same thing. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Nun says, also the Liko Beveis HaKnesses, you shouldn't use this disgusting oil that had the mouse in it for lighting in the shul. So he brings down, Prima Gadim Mitzadi, Duva Din L'Shar Hadlaka Shul Mitzvah. That's not only for the shul, but you shouldn't use this oil for any Hadlaka of Mitzvah. For example, it could go near Shabbos or Hanukkah to light the Shabbos candles or to light the Hanukkah licht. Also, Imumos Lo. One should not use such oils if he finds it disgusting because it was a mouse in it. Now we go to the Mechaber Sif Yud Gimel. Ner Shel Beis HaKnesses Mutu Likros Lioro. The candles in the shul are allowed to be used to read by their light. Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Aleph explains, Hainu Shenodar Echot Shemen Ladlok Beis HaKnesses. A person donated the candles to the shul, and Sif Katan Nun Beis, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Mutu Likros, Hainu B'Divrei Torah, means that the person's allowed to go read Divrei Torah by the candles. However, V'lo B'Kriya Shechol, but he shouldn't read a secular book by those candles. Those are candles that are used for a higher purpose, only for learning and not for secular reading. However, he says, V'lo domi l'ner Chanukah, this is not like the din by ner Chanukah. To l'rov ha'poskim afilu limod osu l'yorin. There, by ner Chanukah, you're not even allowed to learn by the candlelight, as we will learn in Simon Tof Resh Ayin Gimel. And there, the reason is, shiny hosim, it's different by ner Chanukah. D'bo'inon she'i nikor shuhud lach l'she'i mitzvahs ner Chanukah, v'lo l'shum d'varacher. By the Chanukah licht, you have to make sure that it's recognizable that these are specifically lit only for Chanukah and not for any other purpose. And if you're reading by it, you might think it's for some other purpose. As opposed to here, ma she'ein kan hocha in the shul, the kavanah to know that the intention of the person who donated these candles, ha'yaraki de lahabos mar beis haknesses, he just wanted there to be lots of light in the shul. Lefikach, therefore, kol kama dekaru in she'liyora b'divrei Torah, tveyika mitzvah, umakabot schar. So he's actually very happy if people are able to now read by the abundant light that he has created, divrei Torah, and therefore he'll actually get a bigger zuchus, and therefore he's happy if people use it to learn Torah by it. This is talking about when an individual person donated the candles to the shul. However, but where the shul has a treasury and the shul takes out and purchases candles from the treasury, and the custom was that everybody would then take a candle home with them after Shabbos, then where it was essentially purchased with the understanding that it would be used for whole purposes, shari, it is permissible to use it for whole purposes, and this is essentially the din, the Havilei Beis, Lei Beis din, Masna Lein. This is essentially the din that we talked about many times in this week, that Beis Din has the right to, so to say, make this an acceptable practice, even if they don't explicitly say state so. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, I will be also Mishnah Omdim al HaMenorah, also Likros Ben Dover Shechol. However, standing right by the candles in Shul, then it's inappropriate to go and read something that is Chol, something that is secular, not Torah. The issue footnote number 55 brings down nowadays that the Bate Kinesios have plenty of lights and they don't really need the candles. So then the Shevet Halevi says, Tzarech Ionim Mutalikros Dover Torah Le'aroneros. When they do have candles there, it's questionable whether you can go read even Divrei Torah by the candles, Shema'in Das Hanodir Shikul Yorim, because maybe the person who donated it only wanted it there for the glorification, the beautification of the shul, and not for somebody to actually read by because there's plenty of other lights to read by. Sif Yudalit, the Mechaber writes, Ein madliki ner shel hedyot miner beis haknesses. A person is not allowed to transfer the flame from the candles from shul to his own personal candle, the ner hedyot, the private person's candle. However, the Mechaber brings down, there are those that disagree. Yesh mi shomer, there is an opinion that states, and this is brought down from the Nemukhi Yosef in Huchos Tzitzis, Dahani mili, when you're not allowed to do this, ba'ot shadol kilim mitzvasim, that's when the candles are still lit, that's when you're not allowed to go and transfer the flame to another candle of chol. However, avo kishatzorech rabosan, if they're about to put that candle out, then mutter, then they would be allowed to go and transfer it to a secular usage for a flame of a hedjot. Mr. Brewer in Sivkot Nun Gimel explains, in Madlikin, why can't you go and take the secular candle, the whole candle, and use light from the candle of the Beis HaKnesses, the Yesh Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses Aleim, because it has the status of Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, and now you're downgrading it and you're not allowed to do that. Sivkot Nundalit, Shel Hedjo, talking about a private person's candle, as opposed to Lafuki Lahadlik Bimenu Ner Shabbos for Hanukkah, as opposed to a private person taking it to go light his Shabbos candles or his Hanukkah candles, that would be permissible. Ola Tzorach Talmud Torah, or if he's going to take it to use for learning Torah, then Deshari, under these situations, he's not using it for secular purposes, he's using it for holy purposes, so then that's permissible. Tishu footnote number 58, however, does bring down Ladas Hagro, according to the Vilna Gaon, Hadover Shoni b'machlokis. That's a machlokis over here. Why? Sheyesh hasovrim shosot lahalik near Shabbos or near Chanukah mi near Beis HaKnesses. There are those that forbid you to light a candle from the shul, and even though you're using it for near Shabbos and near Chanukah, because hamitzos shonos, these are different mitzos, v'niros kimivat lo zuazu, and therefore it looks like you're nullifying the original usage by using it for this other purpose, and therefore there are those that disagree and would not allow you to do this. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Hei says that you are allowed to do this if you're going to extinguish the candle of the Beis HaKnesses, then you can transfer it. What's the reasoning? Hatam, lo chamirim in Ner Chanukah. This is no different than Ner Chanukah. D'la'achar shadol kuzman shiur. And after the Ner Chanukah have been lit for a long enough period of time for the shiur, chatzi shah, then mutu lehenos mehem. Then one is permitted to get benefit from the remaining oil or light that comes from the Chanukah candles after they've burned their shiur. And this brought down the end of the Lagon. The issue footnote number 59 brings down L'chatchila Tov Lahasnos. Even in this situation, it's better to make it tonight, that when we're done using the candle, when the Chanukah candle is burned for the Chatzi Shah that it has to burn for, you should specifically make it tonight that you want to reserve the right to use any of the oil left, any of the light that's going to be generated for your own secular personal purposes. Why? Mishum Sheyesh Poskim Shesovrim Shemnosin as Hashem Bistam. Because if you didn't make this declaration beforehand, the Rapposim would say that when you put the oil in the Chanukah menorah, Hikza Hakol L'mitzvah Hadel Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. It's as if you stated that I want this to be purely for the purpose of Ner Chanukah, and even though you put in more than a half an hour, you want it to last for more than a half an hour. Therefore, you should make the Tanai up front to get around any questions. And he says, furthermore, even if you did make the Tanai up front, there are those that say you still shouldn't use the oil afterwards from the Ner Chanukah, because people who see you won't know whether it was in the shear of the half an hour or whether this was extra that you had made a Tanai on. So therefore, it's preferable, according to some, that you not do this at all. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago mihu lo noagu lizor bekach umanalikin b'haner shulatzorach gadol. The Ramah is basically stating that the minig is that we're not careful about taking the flame, transferring it to a personal flame, a ner shel hedjot, because he says if you need it for a tzorach gadol, you're allowed to do this. And he says possibly the reason behind this is ve'efshar gamkin shadaz based in masna mekach. Furthermore, we have the rule that we've been talking about, that when people donate stuff to the Beis HaKnesses in these formats, or the shul buys it, so there's the understanding that people are going to use it for their own personal needs as well. And the Ramah concludes, and he says, this idea of lev based in masna mekach is a pervasive idea that goes across all things that the people are makel to use, and this is the reason for it. He brings us down from the Piskei Maharai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Vav adds, uli inyun lahad lekapipa, the pipe, shel tabak, to take and smoke to light the flame of your pipe or a cigarette from the shul. So he says, Miner Shul Beis HaKnesses, to light it from there. So he says, look in the Shari Tshuva, Sheposik Le'Isser, Miner Shul Tvila. The Shari Tshuva on the daf over here says that one should not do this. It is also to take this from the candles that are lit in the shul. However, he says, Af Miner Shul Yardside Shadolik, called Me'ais Le'Ais, Yesh Lahatir. But he says, the Yardside candles, which are going to last for 24 hours, Me'ais Le'Ais, so then you are allowed to use them to go and light your cigarette or your pipe. If you look in the Shari Tshuva, he explains, V'nira Pasha, to also the Halik V'nira Shul Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to light your pipe or cigarette from the candles of the shul. He says, Muvaj, Haner Atzmo Yesh B'zeh K'pei D'machmas Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, besides the fact that the candle has the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses and you're using it for personal usage, so this is like eating and drinking, which you're not allowed to do in the shul. And that's why he explains, L'chein Afilu V'nira Shul Yardside also. There is an opinion that says even the candle of the Yardside, you shouldn't be allowed to do this. The Gam Shneir Shiart site, Gam Kenosu the Kovet Beis HaKnesses, which is also used for the Kovet of the Beis HaKnesses. However, he says in a Beis Medrash, where the Chachamim, the Talmidim over there, are sitting there and are allowed to eat, so therefore they wouldn't want them to disturb their learning to have to go and light their pipe or their cigarette by leaving the Beis Medrash, so therefore, Mistama, it would be acceptable, Leiv Beis and Mas Nalein. However, B'Ner Shul Tvilo, Yesh L'Hachmir, even though you have the same understanding by the Ner Shul Tvilo that they're going to cause Bitl Torah, that's different, because the people that donated it may not have given permission for that usage. As opposed to the B'Nei Yard site, it's going to be lit for 24 hours over there, they are giving permission. I must point out over here that this was written in the days when smoking was not considered something that was dangerous and was considered even something that was beneficial. But nowadays there are many, many, many great poskim who absolutely forbid a person to smoke L'Chatchila, and therefore this din would not be applicable, because it would be also to smoke even without using the lights from the Beis HaKnesses. It would be also to use any light to smoke, because smoking itself is an isser, according to many poskim. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and he writes, Kos of Sefer Chassidim, Lo yikach ner levakesh miosov, a person shouldn't use the shul's candle to go look for money that he dropped. However, avol miore penechbu ganovim beis haknesses yikach ner v'chapes. But if he's concerned that maybe the ganovim hid it someplace in the shul, so then he's allowed to take the candle and look for it. Brought down the name of the El Yeraba. Well, in his dati, the Mishnah Berurah then gives his own opinion. And he says, Achash shekos of Ramal deletzorach godol lamina lei beis din masna lehem. After the Ramal has already told us that beis din basically has explicitly allowed us to use things that people are accustomed to using things for because of this idea that beis din is masna to allow it. So then he says, two over here, mistavur deshari nam likach ner lechapis meosov shenoflu mimenu. Based upon this Ramal, it would seem to the Mishnah Berurah that it would be permissible to go take the candle and look for your money that you lost. The Chavetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Shadokil Mitzvason, the Ner Shel Havdalah. What about a Havdalah candle? La'acha Shehivdil Olea. After you finish making Havdalah and the flame is still burning, Kvar Nasa Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is completed. Umutu La'hadlik Menah. Then you could take a flame and use the Havdalah candle to light something else. Avolo Kodem. And not before Havdalah has been finished. Dirshu footnote number 61 says the same thing applies with the Ner Shel Shabbos. She also La'hadlik Menah Ner Shel Chol. That's a degrading of the mitzvah, and you shouldn't light from the Shabbos candle a weekday candle. Of course, I would assume that he's obviously talking about somebody who's still permitted to go do melacha. Once the woman of the house lights a Shabbos candle, she obviously can't do any melacha anymore. But let's say her husband, for example, would need to use that flame. He hasn't made Shabbos yet, or another person that hasn't yet made Shabbos yet would be permitted to use the flame in theory, but that's why he's telling us over here that it's also to use it for a degrading purpose, a bizui mitzvah. What about Yontif? So on Yontif, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, as well as Rav Yashiv Zatzal, that it is permissible, mutar lahadlik mehem ner. You are allowed to take the Yontif licht and transfer the flame to another candle or for heating up the food, because that's the whole purpose on Yontif, that you should have the fire, is for bishul, for cooking purposes. And kivon sheneiros elu nidu l'chol tzoch yontif. The Yontif licht were for any purpose, so one is permitted to use them for cooking, and one could transfer the flame, or even for reading purposes, one could transfer the flame to another candle. Now we go to Sif Tezvav. The Mechaber writes, B'nei Krach, Shekonu Sefer Torah. If you have people living in a large city and they purchase a Sefer Torah together for the shul, and when they purchased it, all the individuals who purchased it made the following tanai. V'hisnu, this is very important, the Mishnah Berurah point out, if they didn't make this tanai, then the din is totally different. So V'hisnu, they made the tanai over here, Shem Yetze Echad Me'akrach, if one of the people leaves the town, Shanisharim Yitnu Lo Chelko, that the remaining people in the town will buy this guy out. So for argument's sake, you have 20 people over here purchasing a Sefer Torah, and each one paid $100 for it, so one guy then leaves, so the other remaining 19 people have to pay this guy $100 for his share in that Sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah points out in Siv Katan Nun Zayin, ubelo hisnu, if they did not make such a tanai, ain sarach litin lazeh sholech klum, then the person who leaves the town, he has no rights whatsoever from the other people that he can demand that you have to go and give me back my share that I donated. The hakanu osa adaita shetisharpa, because the stam understanding is when people buy a sefer Torah for uses in a shul, so all the people in that shul have essentially donated it to that shul, and they've given up any rights in it to go take it someplace else with them, unless they explicitly stated so. That's why the mechaber wrote v'histu. In this case, they did make an explicit statement. The Mishnah was telling us if they didn't make an explicit statement, then the person has no claim whatsoever on everybody else. Now we'll finish reading the Mechaber, which we'll actually read the entire Mechaber for tomorrow's Shia as well, Mem Dalet Omen Aleph, but we'll leave all the Mishnah Berurahs for tomorrow's Shia. So the Mechaber continues, in this situation where the Bnei Krach purchased a Sefer Torah together and they made this tonight, that if one of them leaves the Krach, that the others would reimburse him for the money that he had put in. So then the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber continues, and he writes, the Hukru Asfarim, and now the Sefer Torah is worth much more than it originally was. So at the time they originally purchased it was worth $5,000, and now it's worth $50,000. Im Yotza Echad Mehem. So now this guy leaves, so he wants to demand his share of the Sefer Torah. So he can only demand his share from what it originally was. A Nostim Lo Elamash Nosem Bilvat. So for example, if he put in $1,000 originally, so all he's entitled to is get back his $1,000. The fact that his quote share is now worth $5,000, he can't demand the full $5,000. He's only able to demand the $1,000 that he put in initially. This will conclude our shiur for today. We'll pick up the final two Mishnah Berurahs of this siman tomorrow, Im Yitzhak Hashem.